Regional Australia would become a clean energy superpower under a $500 million plan to be presented to the federal parliament today. Helen Haynes will introduce a bill to establish an Australian local power agency which would underwrite renewable projects in country towns. And in a bid to make sure that more of the profits are kept in the community, at least 20% of new renewable energy developments would be reserved for local residents to invest in. Helen Haynes is the independent member for Indi. She joined us in our Parliament House studios. Helen Haynes, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks so much, Fran, and good morning, everyone.
I want to come to your energy plan in a moment, but first, can I ask you about the alleged rape of the former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins? There are media reports in The Australian today that a third woman, a coalition volunteer, has come forward to claim she too was sexually assaulted by the same alleged perpetrator, this time back in 2016. Now, no suggestion the government knew of this, but generally, should the government have called in the police, do you think, when it did first know what was being alleged here, this serious crime?
Oh, Fran, the news this morning is horrifying. I think any young woman in this house who hears this, any MP who now hears this, will be horrified. Anyone at all? I don't know. I believe the police are now investigating Ms. Higgins, of course, her story, her experience. The police really must be involved right across the board with this. We've got a shocking scenario here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue, isn't it, with anyone who's a survivor of sexual assault. It's their call, whether they call the police, and many
yes, it is.
Don't want, and many want to keep it secret and for obvious reasons. But it's about the support women are given at the time. Brittany Higgins has told us that she felt her job was on the line if she went to the police. That's how she felt. But shockingly, too, one of the alleged incidents now has occurred apparently after Brittany Higgins was allegedly raped. And that raises the dreadful prospect that the second young woman would not have been assaulted if the government had dealt with Brittany Higgins' situation differently. Does that raise the stakes here?
Look, it's hard to imagine the stakes getting any higher now, Fran. And there's some things about all of this which are just blatantly obvious, and that is the culture of our political environment is completely wrong. The supports available to staff are completely inadequate. I've called for an independent review along with many other members of Parliament, but what's absolutely clear right now without a review is that we do not have the right structures and processes in place to make sure that staff members and volunteers even, which of course speaks to a party culture and party processes, but here throughout the federal parliament, and not just the parliament, right through to our electorate offices, right through to people who come into our sphere of influence, there needs to be a separate HR department. But back in October last year, Fran, I introduced a bill to the Parliament alongside my Federal Integrity Commission bill, a Parliamentary Standards Commission. And in that bill was an independent Parliamentary Standards Commissioner. If there was such a role, if that had been accepted back then, there would have been a place to go directly with these kind of allegations.
Well, there's now four separate inquiries announced by the Prime Minister in the week since we first learned of the alleged assault of Brittany Higgins. One of those is being overseen by the Finance Minister, Simon Birmingham. He's setting up some kind of, he's getting a bipartisan committee together. I'm not sure if you're a part of this or if you're seeking input into this. What kind of inquiry will that end up being?
Fran, I'm meeting along with my crossbench colleagues this week with Minister Birmingham. We'll be sitting down and determining what those terms of reference are, what questions need to be asked. And I'm very determined that that independent review delivers recommendations that can be enacted as soon as possible. Again, as I said, we really don't need a review to tell us what's basically and blatantly obvious is that the system we have now is not working.
And that review, in your view, should be carried out by someone separate to the Parliament?
Most definitely. Some years ago, there was a review of the university system, you may recall, that was undertaken by Kate Jenkins. Other people have suggested somebody like Kate. That review of the university system was comprehensive and brought through significant cultural change. I think we need to be doing something of that magnitude.
Okay. Let's go to the bill now you're introducing today, your energy bill. We already have ARENA and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to accelerate investment in renewable projects. Many of those projects are already based in regional Australia. So why do we need a separate vehicle like the one you're proposing for local community projects that would only, a bank of money, I suppose, a funding body that would only be available for regional community renewable projects? How would it work?
So Fran, this new agency to drive investment in locally owned renewable energy, and we know that renewables are being built at a lightning pace in Australia, but too often local communities miss out on the full economic potential of those investments. And I see this renewable energy boom as a once in a generation opportunity, really, to revitalise the economy of regional Australia. But we need to plan for that. We need to make sure that local jobs are created, that not only do we lower power costs, but we upskill local apprentices and that we build energy security. And right now, just about every major, well, really every major solar farm, wind project happens in regional Australia. But what we don't see is those local communities having direct buy-in. Really, at the moment, they're inactive bystanders mostly, passive consumers of energy. But I want a new relationship with energy for regional Australia and the opportunity for them to have the chance to set up locally owned projects and to have a slice of the action when it comes to the big ones.
Okay, but again, why couldn't that happen within the rules of the CEFC, for instance?
So right now, Fran, we have ARENA and we have the CEFC, but those structures are really set up for major, big-scale investments into renewable energy, and largely that's been working. What we don't see is small community groups, community energy groups, and there's around 100 across Australia and 13 in my electorate, they don't have the capacity to buy into that. So what this bill would do is three things, essentially. It would provide grants and technical support for communities to do small-scale renewable projects, like putting up rooftop solar, microgrids, sharing energy throughout the community.
So that would be through subsidies?
It would be through grant programs set up through hubs, and I'm suggesting 50 regional hubs. Mm-hmm. The Victorian government had a pilot project to set up a hub in regional Victoria. It returned 13 times on the investment. So these hubs would provide the support to communities to get on with small-scale renewable projects. There's examples of these in the Western Australian town of Denmark. The community got together and purchased wind turbines. Those wind turbines now power that town and provide not only low-cost energy but income into the town.
Well, we've spoken before on this program about a Yakadanda project, totally renewable
indeed.
Yakadanda. I mean, is that the sort of thing that they've ended up with a energy retailer, Indigo Power? Is that the sort of thing?
Exactly, Fran. Exactly. So there's those scale, that scale of project. Then, secondly, I'm calling on the government through this Australian Local Power Agency to extend the underwriting scheme. Currently, there's an underwriting scheme that is for, again, larger corporates, mm-hmm. And this would allow the underwriting scheme to be extended to locally owned renewable projects. And finally, as you said, this agency would require developers of big projects to offer at least 20% of the value of their projects for local residents to invest in. And this way we actually grow income in regional Australia and we grow the prosperity of regional Australia.
Okay, it's a private member's bill. Most of them, or many of them, end up going nowhere. But I understand you have spoken with the Prime Minister and with the Energy Minister, Angus Taylor. Are they interested?
Yes, I have spoken to the Prime Minister just last week about this, and the Energy Minister. They're really interested in what I've put forward. I've also spoken to many of my colleagues across the House, Fran, especially the regional MPs. And you know, I've said to them, we're, as regional MPs, we need to find ways to develop regional Australia in new and innovative ways. Right here in front of us is this renewable energy boom. We need to be part of the action. We need to make sure that our local communities really see the benefit of this.
Are
and that's what this bill will do.
Are you hopeful there'll be some money in the budget for a plan like this?
I'm always hopeful, Fran. I've called for it. $50 million in the first year. Over 10 years, we know that this money would be completely reinvested back into the regional economy and probably would not require more after that. So okay. I think it's a pretty modest ask in the end.
Helen Haynes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Helen Haynes is the independent member for Indi.